You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 349, Binding and Loosing. Today's challenge. Peter didn't have any special authority because Jesus gave the power of binding and loosing to others. This simply refers to the ability to preach the gospel and admit people to the kingdom, as Peter did with Jews on Pentecost, Acts 2, and with Gentiles with the household of Cornelius, Acts 10 and 11. Today's defense. This interpretation does not fit the text or the context. First, while Jesus gave the power of binding and loosing to both Peter, Matthew 16:19b, and to others, Matthew 18:18, this wasn't the thing that made Peter unique. In addition to giving him this authority, Jesus gave him the name Peter, or Rock, and declared him to be the rock on which he would build his church, Matthew 16:18. He further gave him the keys of the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 16:19a, making him a unique leader in the church, see day 30. Thus, the interpretation does not fit what the text says about Peter, who was singled out as unique. Second, the interpretation does not fit the context of other New Testament passages which also indicate Peter had a special role. For example, Luke 22:31-32, John 21:15, and John 21:15, see days 19 and 276. Third, the idea that the power of binding and loosing merely refers to preaching the gospel doesn't fit the text. In Matthew 18, the concept is raised in the context of church discipline, of disciplining a Christian brother who sins against another Christian, see Acts 18:15, not to preaching to the unevangelized. Fourth, the power to bind and loose are two distinct and opposite abilities. If one were preaching the gospel, then the other would be withholding the gospel, and it was not within the purview of the apostles to do that. Peter could not have decided to withhold the gospel from either Jews or Gentiles, Matthew 28:19-20, Acts 1:8. Fifth, the phrase bind and loose was an established Jewish idiom. It referred, among other things, to the ability to forbid and to permit, that is, to make and abolish rules of conduct. See Matthew 23:2-4. Thus, Josephus records that during the reign of Queen Alexandra, the Pharisees exercised the power of binding and loosing in Judea. Jewish War 1:5-2. It also had reference to the ability to absolve or to refuse to absolve sins. See John 20:21-23, Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1444.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.